Now we'll, you notice, and I'll drop down to verse 16. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more. And we have here the suggestion that this man, Elihu, could be the author of the book. You notice what he's doing? He's using here, I, in the sense that as if he's writing it. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more. I take it that this man could be the author of the book. Verse 17, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will show mine opinion. For I'm full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. And again, what a tremendous statement this man is making here. This man is saying that the Spirit of God has constrained him. I think that's one of the most wonderful things that he says here. I would like to say more, but I'll not say more. Today, we find that so many of us, we're high-minded. We're touchy. We are tenacious. We're like Job, easily provoked. And we're just as ready as he was to get into this business of vindicating ourselves. And we just don't want anyone to rebuke us at all. There's not that softness of tone or delicacy of touch. There's nothing of that which is tender and soothing. That's not that excellent oil to pour on troubled waters. We're high-minded. It's not that broken heart and weeping eye, and we're not bruised. We're not contrite. And we parade today. Isn't that true of those of us that are fundamentalists? We parade our own experience like Eliphaz. And we indulge in a legal spirit like this fella Zophar. And then we introduce human authority like Bildad does. And there's none of the spirit and mind of Christ that is there. Oh my, he says here, the spirit within me constrained me. It helped me back. The scripture says a soft answer turneth away wrath. And most of us, we're just not quite like that. Maybe you are, but I'm probably talking about myself. Verse 21 and 22, and let me read it again. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my Maker would soon take me away. I like that. I've never been good myself in the ministry of buttering up other men, especially other ministers, and I try to stay in the realm of truth and not stretch the truth at all. And I do believe that this idea of applauding and exalting other men is a stench in the nostrils of God. It's the important thing that we not attempt to butter up man, not attempt to flatter man. Unfortunately, there are too many Christians that have got their tongues black from licking shoe leather. And I believe if you bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you won't need to do so much shoe licking. I think we could eliminate a great deal of that.